thank you, Lori, and good morning to everyone, and welcome. Let me offer my welcome to the Beltwide Cotton Conference. It's a pleasure to have you here at this meeting and then also have you participating in our sustainability session. Lori has already talked a bit about the overview, and I would just say as well, just to reiterate the agenda that we have in front of us this morning. Really excited about the speakers and appreciate the experts that we have coming in, particularly those that will be participating on the panels when you hear the growers' perspective and then also hear the perspectives from the brands and retailers. Because I know as we have gotten further into these sustainability efforts and we talk to the producers and you know, we will hear the attitude of, well, why do I have to do this? They see this as one more, potentially one more burden, one more management burden that they have. They know they're farming in an efficient and responsible manner, and so we do hear a lot of that. Why does it need to be done? I think as we go through and you hear some of the perspectives of the textile supply chain, you'll all have a better understanding of why we have to do this and why it's critical, I think, for the future of U.S. cotton to make sure that we have the demand base that we can continuously improve. So I'm very excited to have them participating in this panel. Let me just briefly recount a history of what the U.S. industry has been doing in terms of sustainability. And sustainability, you know, we've been doing it a lot longer than when it was probably a coined phrase in terms of responsible production practices. The U.S. producers have a long history of adopting technology, of making use of the best management practices, of reducing their environmental footprint. I mean, we can trace that all the way back to the 1970s in terms of how producers have continued to improve, and that's been a necessity in many cases from an economic perspective that improvement has been required, and to be as efficient as we can be with resources is the only way that our farmers have been able to continue to remain profitable. In terms of the U.S. industry's participation in formalized sustainability efforts, and I'll just use that terminology, one of the first efforts started in 2006 with the Field to Market Alliance. And that is, and if you're not familiar with Field to Market, I really do encourage you to go out and check out their website. As you see from the brief description that I have in that box, it's a alliance for sustainable agriculture focusing on defining, measuring, and advancing the sustainability of commodity crop production in the United States. So they are based in Washington, D.C. They've been around since 2006. And I know you can't make out, well, you maybe can make out some of the members. It is a broad alliance of membership within Field to Market. And I will say, if you kind of focus more on the right side, you'll see Cotton Incorporated's logo there. You'll see the National Cotton Council. We've been in the mix since the beginning of Field to Market. But as you look across there, you're going to see other trade associations, a number of other commodities that are represented. You're going to see in environmental groups that have strong representation and participation in Field to Market. You're going to see brands and retailers. You're going to see technology providers, universities that are involved. So it is a broad coalition, to say the least, and really has turned out some great work. There's a national indicators report that really tracks the environmental footprint for the major crops. And this is just an example of the type of information that you can see when you look at some of the data that they put out in terms of how that shrinking environmental footprint of, and this is cotton's going back into the 1980s. You're going to hear this theme repeated as you hear from other speakers. When Ken Burton talks about the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol, you're going to see that the work of Field to Market is an integral part. The tools that they have developed through a tool called the Fieldprint Calculator is a key component of the protocol. So we're very happy with the work that goes on with Field to Market. We continue to be active in that effort as well. In terms of cotton-specific efforts within the industry, in 2013, the U.S. and the Australian industries launched Cotton Leads, which was a platform to really promote the sustainability of U.S. and Australians sustainability and to highlight the commitment. Message was conveyed to manufacturers, brands, and retailers. It says over 500 partners. I actually think now when you look at Cotton Leads, we've surpassed 600 partners. So those are members of companies along the textile supply chain that do acknowledge the responsible production practices of both the U.S. and Australian cotton. And that's an ongoing effort, again, as a way to promote the practices of U.S. producers as a means to tell the story of what U.S. producers have been doing. It's a means to also talk about the research that goes on within the U.S. cotton industry of how we can continue to be more efficient with our resources. And then kind of building on the work that was started in Cotton Leads, and this really starts to set the stage for efforts you'll hear within today's session. In 2017, specifically in February of 2017, the National Cotton Council's Board of Directors passed a resolution to create a sustainability task force, and we dubbed that the Cotton USA Sustainability Task Force. And that was really to address some of the concerns, well, a couple of things. It was to address some of the concerns that we were hearing from the textile supply chain about more information needed. So something beyond the message that we were able to give at the time about what we've observed in the past by U.S. producers. And one of the key objectives of that resolution, what it instructed the task force to do, was to set national goals for some key environmental metrics with a target date of 2025 to achieve those goals. So again, while field to market, and this again, it builds on if just to think about the chronology or the logic of what we're trying to accomplish. Field to market, that independent alliance has given us the history of how we've seen that shrinking footprint from 1980 to the present. So they tell us where we've been, and we're able to look at how we have gotten more efficient with water usage, how our soil conservation has improved, how our greenhouse gases have been reduced, how our fuel efficiency has improved. But then we would use that as a stepping stone to look to the future and to talk about what can we do in terms of targets going forward. And these would be national targets as in a manner that is consistent with what we have seen out of field to market. Our task force included members from producers, cottonseed segment, merchandisers, cooperatives, ginners, warehouse, manufacturers, and included a number of advisors. And this was not just a National Cotton Council effort, it was a cotton industry effort. So we've had participation from both Cotton Incorporated and Cotton Board in terms of serving in an advisory capacity to put together, first and foremost, was to develop those objectives. And these goals were developed in consultation with scientists within the National Cotton Council, also scientists within Cotton Incorporated, as well as resources within University Extension. So those scientists took a hard look at where we've been, and then they came up with targets that we believe are aspirational but yet attainable for 2025. And you can see those specific targets, and again, we can talk about those in more detail as we move into further presentations. But these are the results of the Sustainability Task Force. And this allows us then to talk about an industry-wide effort to try to achieve those targets. And I think Beltwide can play a role in that, particularly with the research that we talk about within the Beltwide Cotton Conferences. How can that research help give our producers the tools that they need and that they can adopt to be able to reach those objectives. So those are the goals that we have for 2025. We will know, you know, who determines where we sit relative to those goals. That will actually be Field to Market. Field to Market is the organization that puts together the report that will offer us an idea of where we are, or they'll be the definitive word of what those targets look like once we get to 2025. And that report, I'll back up a second. That report will typically come out about a year and a half after 2025. So we're probably looking at the latter part of 2026 to actually see the report that comes out to know where we are. Now, one, I guess if you want to call it a midterm report card or checkup that we will have as we get to the latter part of 2021 is that those reports by Field to Market come out every 5 years. Their next report, again, should come out in the latter part of 2021. That will give a snapshot of cotton's footprint based off 2020 data. Most recent information we have came out at the end of 2016, and it was based off 2015 data. So we, again, kind of get a midterm report card on our progress toward these goals once we get to the latter part of 2021. So just something else to keep in mind. So again, the goals was one of the efforts of the Sustainability Task Force. The next major undertaking by the task force was, again, probably going back to some of the concerns we were hearing from the supply chain, but also looking at a means to try to get more farm-level engagement in our sustainability efforts, some intentional programs to do farmer-level engagement to help drive us toward those goals. And we do see the trust protocol as a means or a program that will drive us toward the goals. And Ken will talk about, as he starts to present the components of the protocol, he can give you an idea of how some of the efforts and some of the practices that we're asking producers about in the protocol link directly back to the goals. So I think we're looking at two things when we talk about the protocol is, one, engage producers, have intentional efforts where we're asking them about their management practices, looking at capturing some of their data so that we can use that as a means to drive producers toward the goals, and then also be able to provide the textile supply chain with the aggregate data that they need to make sure that they will include U.S. cotton on their sourcing list. And again, now these are top-level bullets in terms of what the protocol is. You're going to see a lot more detail as we get further into the session. But we're very excited about this undertaking. A pilot phase started last summer. So we have growers that are enrolled in that pilot phase, and we are now looking at widespread enrollment as we move further into 2020. We don't see, as we look at it from an industry perspective, we do not see sustainability going away. We see it as one more aspect that we need to talk about from the U.S. industry's perspective to make sure that we can convey all the positive attributes of U.S. cotton, whether that's the quality that the textile supply chain needs or the reliability that the textile supply chain needs from sourcing U.S. cotton, to making sure that when they source U.S. cotton, they're doing so, they're sourcing a fiber that's produced in a responsible manner. So with that, I will stop there, and I don't know if we have happy to entertain a question or two, if there's any burning questions. Again, a lot of what I've given you just is an overview of what we're doing within the industry. You're going to have a chance to hear this in much greater detail as we go forward through the remainder of the session. Very good. All right, Lori, I'll turn it back over to you. Thank you.